The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, on a beautiful fall Chamber of Commerce weather day as we move into the holiday season. Christmas is around the corner. It's hard to believe. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, and we're back at work now, but it's only a few weeks till Christmas. It's hard to believe. And Jenna, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm really excited about it being Christmas, but a minimal Christmas
right
this year.
Okay. Just going to kind of take it easy, not going to go overboard on gifts and that sort of thing.
No, experience.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to try experiences.
Good, good.
And then also experiencing, which I know we're going to talk about today too, we went out on Small Business Saturday.
Right.
And that's really what I wanted to focus on, because when you're supporting the small businesses, you're supporting friends.
Exactly. And we are going to talk about this today, really focusing on shopping small for the holidays. I know it's Cyber Monday and it's easy to sit there at your computer and just push a few buttons and, you know, you're going to get the gift and, you know, the kids will be happy. But, you know, it's really important to support our local businesses. It's been a tough couple years. I think we're coming through it well, but, you know, it's a real opportunity to support our businesses, support the people you know, keep our money here, not sending it off to somewhere else, and really have an experience. You know, it's that's part of the holidays, is to have those experiences, like you were saying, you know, with your family, with your friends, and I think shopping small and shopping local can be part of that experience.
Oh, absolutely. When you go into a big box store, you walk in, yeah, you know, there's going to be Christmas music playing and you're going to see, you know, your run-of-the-mill Christmas decorations, and it's going to be probably really busy and a lot of chaos. And it's not the same experience as walking into a small business, whether it's downtown Pensacola or a small business on 9 Mile, and you kind of get to see their face, you get to know them, you talk to them, and yeah, you said it was an experience, but it's also an opportunity because you get to know them almost on a first name basis.
Right.
And that kind of grows friendships. And everybody talks about networking, but really what it is about making those connections and then encouraging other people as well to continue that, I don't know, I guess you call it like a snowball effect.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a habit like anything else. And if you get in the habit of shopping locally, then you're going to keep doing it and you're going to keep supporting our local businesses, and they'll continue to grow and new ones will open, and it'll just be great for our local economy. And we want to see that at the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, absolutely. And it encourages entrepreneurship, and encourages people to continue to hope and dream, and then more people to hope and dream. And you're not going to always have that if we're only supporting, like you said, on Cyber Monday, which some small businesses actually you can support on Cyber Monday.
Yeah,
you can order from them online as well. And I'm not sure everybody who has those amazing deals, but before you go to the A word.
Yeah, I was trying to avoid that, but I think everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know which A word. Okay,
right,
Todd.
Right.
But before you do that, you can kind of, you know, take a moment again and remember a lot of small businesses are running great deals this weekend and even throughout December as well. In fact, there's some small businesses that do like midnight dash deals, and they open up at like 10 p.m. and they stay open till midnight. I mean, there's all different places downtown that do really cool things.
I need to learn more about that because I've been missing that part of it. So
I found out in recent years,
okay,
there's a couple of really cool boutiques that do midnight sales.
Right.
And then there's, on top of that, you can do gift cards to like
Absolutely.
Experiences.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's, you can put together a package of like, you know, you start somewhere and you go have a drink, and then you
go, that's a good idea.
You know, do a little shopping and then go have a meal and then maybe go to a show. I mean, you could, you know, do that all with gift cards.
Like a day downtown.
Right, right.
Or a date night, something different for your significant other.
Exactly.
I think there's a lot of endless opportunities, and doesn't even have to be downtown. We have a lot of amazing small businesses all over Pensacola.
Right.
Excellent restaurants. Actually, somebody was telling me the other day that more and more people are, instead of buying like a gift card you know, credit card companies do gift cards,
right,
which there's so many different things on that you have to keep track. Buying a gift card for somebody to go out to eat with their family so they don't have to cook one night is just a huge relief and just a stress reliever in general for women for the man of the house, whoever's cooking.
Right.
But it's just another idea. There's so many different places to choose from here in Pensacola.
No, it's a gift in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before we delve into some of our chamber member businesses that we want to feature today, do want to provide everyone with a few chamber updates and some things that are upcoming. We have our holiday business after hours this Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Pensacola Little Theater. So it's a good kickoff to the holiday season. Should be a lot of fun. Hope to see you there. And on Friday, we have our final Gopher Club breakfast of the year. It's at Pensacola Yacht Club, and 7:30 a.m. We'll feature Jim Nagy. He's the executive director of the Senior Bowl. And for you football fans out there, just to give you kind of a insight into how connected Jim Nagy is to the football world, he sent out a tweet on Friday saying, "This weekend, in the next 72 hours, is going to be crazy on the coaching carousel in college football." And he was right. I mean, he nailed it. He talks to everyone, and he knows what's going on. So if you're a football fan, college or pro, come on out Friday, 7:30 at the Pensacola Yacht Club. You can get your tickets on our website, or just register at PensacolaChamber.com. Our legislative luncheon is Thursday, December 16th. It's going to be at Heritage Hall at Seville, featuring our local delegation and what they are looking for this year during legislative session. Starts in January this year, so we are having the luncheon a few weeks before just to get their kind of last-minute perspective on what they are going to see. It's a redistricting year, so that'll take up a lot of oxygen during session. And obviously the budget will be big, but you can also get your tickets at PensacolaChamber.com. We got some tables left, so you can do that. And then a reminder, our PACE Award nominations are wrapping up in the next couple days. And we did it a little different this year. Our PACE Awards, with everything that's happened over the last couple years with COVID and our frontline workers and healthcare workers, everything we've done, all of the PACE Awards this year will be focused on those frontline healthcare workers. And so if you know someone who, you know, whether they work at a hospital or a clinic, or they even work at a, you know, a drugstore, anywhere that, you know, someone has been working through COVID and has been someone that you really admire and have stood out during this time, please nominate them. You, again, go on our website at PensacolaChamber.com. It's also in my email blast that went out this morning. You can have the link to the nominations there. But really want to highlight those folks and say thank you. PACE Awards will be in March. But those nominations wrap up this week, so please get those in as soon as possible. All right, so yeah, let's talk about some of our chamber members and shopping small for the holidays. You know, we get kind of caught up in some of the big gifts, but I mean, it's some of the coolest gifts you can find are at some of these smaller shops. I don't know if, you know, if you've got kids and they love to go to the beach, you've got Waterboard Boys and Interlight, you know, those you get, even though it's cold right now, it won't be cold for long, and we'll be back to the beach soon. So lots of cool gifts there. I know you have kids, Jenny.
Yeah.
And
Waterboys and Interlight too, which I love both owners, all the people who work there.
Right.
Some of our favorite shops to go into, especially with kids mm-hmm. who love surfing, who love skateboarding. That's the other thing
right,
too. If your kid's looking to get into skateboarding, looking to get new gear, I encourage to go in. Plus, I'm not going to say who's doing some good deals that end today, but there's definitely some good deals happening that you want to check out when it comes to Waterboys and Interlight. Yeah, and it's just something too, like we just mentioned before, an experience. If you're looking to kind of, you know, get your kid to go look at something else, even if you give them a gift card there and let them go in and shop around and see what they want to get for a skateboard or a surfboard, it helps so much to see them kind of peruse.
Right.
And then to get to know the people who work there and, like, yeah, this is my kid. He's never skateboarded. Oh, Water Boys, you can sign him up for lessons.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
So it keeps on giving.
Yeah, right. A lot of great things there for your, and keep your kids active. Let's get them off the phone and get them outside doing some stuff.
Yes, please.
Right, right. So, and this is a business that I've never been to. Maybe you know something about it. It's out of the beach, Envy Boutique on Quietwater Beach. Do you know? Are you, Jenna,
yeah,
do you know about the?
I do know Envy. Bought plenty of gifts and maybe some clothing there. It's one of my, when my mom comes to visit, it's one of her favorite boutiques to go to.
Right.
It's really cute. And they have something for pretty much everyone or every lady of all ages. Yeah. And ornaments, beach related, Pensacola Beach related. There's so many different things to choose from. And it's super cute. And the ladies there are so nice.
Right.
They're so nice.
Great. So, yeah, you know, if you're out at the beach looking for a nice gift, sounds like mostly for the ladies. You know,
most part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Envy Boutique, 400 Quietwater Beach Road. Check them out. A new store that just opened a couple months ago. We did a ribbon cutting out there in Cantonment about a month ago. It's called Jed's Stores.
Ooh.
And it's really cool because what they do is they buy these pallets of products that, you know, maybe they didn't sell at Target or there were overruns, and they get them at really good prices. And you go out there and you just peruse. It'll be different every week. You don't know what they're going to get. They don't know what they're going to get. But a lot of housewares, a lot of, you know, there's clothes. I bought a set. They're not iPods, AirPods, but they're, you know, the same sort of thing for $20. And so, I mean, it's easy to lose AirPods. You know, these, you got them. They're a great backup, and I've used them a lot, and they're great. A lot of great deals. They're out on Highway 29 north of Cantonment as you're heading out of town on the right. Is that Winn-Dixie Shopping Center there and there?
Okay. Yes.
Brand new. Highly recommend. Great guys. But they're Jed's Stores. You can find them on Facebook. Really cool new store here in the area. I know a lot of people like plants and flowers and those types of gifts. So you've got Angel's Garden on 12th Avenue, and Just Judy's on 12th Avenue.
Love both.
Right. Great chamber members, you know, again.
Such nice people,
yeah,
too.
Great people. You know, so many great little gifts in there that you can pick up. Stocking stuffers.
Sorts of things. Angel's Gardens has everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go in and not spend an hour at least,
right,
in there. There's
right.
So many different things to look at and very, very unique gifts. And you have to hang out with the owner. She's just the sweetest thing. And yeah, when it comes to flowers too, around this time of year, sometimes, like I'll say with grandparents especially, they don't really want new knickknacks and doodads. They might like to go out to dinner or have dinner ordered for
right.
them. But they, let me tell you something, when you send your grandma some flowers, her face is the best.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's,
they light up.
Yes. And man, Just Judy's does an amazing job with arrangements. I sound like I shop a lot, Todd.
Yeah.
I feel like I should.
Right.
I just like supporting our locals. So
no,
I'm glad that we get
I
to
love
do this.
It. It's great. I mean, that's, you know, like you said, it's easy to go into a big box, but it's not the experience, and really don't get the same types of selection and that personal touch that you get at our local retailers.
That's right.
Of course, I know, you know, the ladies love jewelry. A couple of great chamber members, Beret Jewelers and Jewelers Trade Shop. Great selections, you know, anything from something small to something really nice, and you know, you want to impress that certain someone. Or
yeah, that's
make
right.
Them
people
feel special.
Propose around this time.
Yeah,
Todd.
Yeah, kind of tis that season.
They
so.
Do. I forget all the time.
Right.
Maybe I've been married too long, so I forget that people, like, you all of a sudden, like, look at the social media and like, oh, they're all getting married.
Right.
It's I've had my ring cleaned, my rings cleaned downtown. And that's also, even though I didn't buy them here.
Right.
When it comes to like supporting local, they have all of like the different things to clean your jewelry with. If you buy something there and you get to talk to them, they explain like the diamond and everything to you. It's a really cool experience when you get to sit down with a real jeweler.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they take the time, they'll sit down with you, really walk you through what you want and make sure that you get the right thing.
That's right.
Yeah. So again, that personal touch. Blues Angel Music, if you've got a musician in your family, they've got everything. I mean, I've been there a lot, and you know, whether it's guitars or drums or, you know, brass instruments, everything that you might want. They provide lessons. You know, if you've got someone you want to buy lessons for, that's a great thing. But great chamber members, they've been real supportive of us, and just a great business.
It's a staple in our community. Absolutely. You just don't know Pensacola without Blue Angels.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And if you're into antiques, Blue Moon Antique Mall out on Navy Boulevard. Jenna is holding her heart because I think we found another favorite spot of hers.
I love going after church on Sundays and walking around. I go to one of my favorite small business coffee shops and I get a coffee and I walk around and find something unique, either that we want to buy or we just kind of take a look, and we'll Google as we walk around.
Right.
Just whatever we find and see the history on it too. It's something really fun to do with your kids, and then they find something. They're like, oh, I saw this in a movie once and I want to get it. And then you kind of, you know, can do the distraction thing with another person, and then you can buy it real quick.
Right.
But the entire thing is an experience. And at Blue Moon, you get to really support a lot of different people when you're there.
Right. So
it's a win-win.
Supporting a lot of our local merchants. You mentioned coffee. So when you're out shopping, you need to get coffee or you need to get a little pick-me-up. Some great chamber members, obviously the Bodacious family of shops. So Bodacious Brew, always, you know, great cup of coffee, or they have great holiday drinks this time of year. They really mix it up with some good stuff.
So. And gifts, all the things.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, obviously they have the olive oil, they have the bookstore, a lot of different things that they provide. You know, different shopping options.
Oh, yeah. Coffee and shopping. That's my love language, I think, Todd. Right.
Now, if you don't like the hot coffee, another great chamber member is Mrs. Jones Cold Brew. Yeah.
We love the Joneses.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Jonesing for some Joneses.
There you go. You know, if you're not into the hot stuff, but you still need that caffeine fix, and, you know, great holiday drinks as well.
And her stuff lasts a long time. It's kind of a fun thing to put it together. She'll put together like a bag for you too, with all the instructions and ideas on how to make your perfect brew.
Right.
And her coffee, if you haven't tried it before, it's something great to kind of keep around, and it's gentler on your tummy.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
Listen, I'll be here all day. Hit me with another one, Todd.
Right. Well, I mean, and, you know, you need something sweet to go with your coffee. You've got Crisola's Cheesecakes, amazing. Small Business of the Year winner a couple years ago. Adana's Bakery and Cafe, also great treats there.
And really sweet experience for your kids too, again. Or if you want to take your mom on like a little date or your wife, it's so sweet.
Right. And a relatively new business and chamber member here in Pensacola, Crumble Cookies. If you have not experienced Crumble Cookies up on 9 Mile Road near UWF, they are amazing. Mark Van Wagnon, he's a chamber ambassador, owns Crumble Cookies, and he comes in to the chamber office about once a month, maybe more, with a big box, and our staff goes crazy because
how do you resist that?
They are amazing. Oh, I mean, they are so good. They have different flavors every week, so you can go on their social media and see what the flavors are for the next week. Obviously, they've got a number of holiday flavors right now, but they will deliver, so you can reach out to them. But really, it's great stuff. I mean, they're dangerous. They're so good.
That's probably the word I would use. That's actually a really good way to describe Crumble. It's dangerous.
Yes.
Dangerously good.
Now, if you're going to be entertaining at home, some great chamber members to go visit? Obviously, Joe Paddy's. You're going to have seafood. I mean, where else are you going to go besides Joe Paddy's?
That's right.
Huge selection, whatever you need. They're going to take care of you. And, I was there last week stocking up. You know, it's cooler. I wanted to get some gumbo and some Cajun-type food. You know,
perfect.
You got those specialty things as well.
And if you're lucky, he's there to yell. It's
right,
perfect.
Right. It is.
It's the experience of a lifetime
right.
when you go to Joe Paddy's.
Right. But also a great chamber member is Four Winds Market. They're on the corner of Creighton and 9th. They've redone it the last year or so.
Yeah.
It's really nice inside. You know, great selection of cheese and meats and wine and all those things that that you need for your holiday party. So
makes it easier on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Go in and order some stuff and throw it out on the table.
Yep. And then Bailey's Produce is. I don't know if you've been in there lately, but it's really nice. They've got a section that has local businesses that, you know, whether it's like desserts or some snack type things, they have section just for that. A lot of organic, gluten-free type things. So another great place either if you're having a party or if you're, you know, getting those stocking stuffers.
Or to get a tree.
Or to get a tree, yeah.
They've got the trees out, and it's so pretty.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Local arts and craft artists sell their paintings and everything there. It's a whole experience again.
Right. Now, if you want somebody to do the whole deal, the catering, we've got Nancy's Oak Cuisine. Fantastic. They're so good. And Classic City Catering. So if you've got a larger event, need some help there, a couple of great chamber businesses that will help you out. And, you know, some folks like to have a cocktail or two this time of year. So if you need to pick up some on your way home for a party, Fusion Wine and Spirits, South 9th Avenue down close to the water is a great place.
Is that the one with the drive-thru?
Yes, they have a drive-thru.
Look at
so
that.
You
don't
call
even
ahead,
have to get
drive,
out of your car.
You know, then just, yeah, grab it and go. And then Wine World, which they've just opened on Bayou Boulevard and redone. It looks really nice. And then our good friends at Breakthrough Beverage provide those types of spirits, if you will, that help celebrate during the holiday season. And then, you know, you need to take care of yourself or help your friends and family take care of themselves, a little personal care. During the holidays and then afterwards. So, you know, gift certificates, still waters, spa, people love, you know, they love
a little pampering.
Yeah, get a little spoiled there.
It's a good gift for mom.
Right.
Grandma, sister, wife. Listen, can't go wrong.
And then Absolute Zenergy and Massage, they're actually in Navarre. So some of our listeners over in the Navarre area, that's a great place.
Zenergy,
yeah.
Ooh, that sounds
Absolute
very exotic.
Zenergy.
Okay.
So there, and then some other, kind of self-care, Nail Talk on 9th Avenue, get your nails done, Amazing Lash Studio on Bayou Boulevard. So, you know, make the eyes.
You going to get some, Todd?
I think I'm okay.
You can wait. Okay. We'll wait on
I'm
that
good.
One.
I'm good. And then another thing, you know, Bombshell Blowout Bar is a relatively new chamber member. So.
I've heard about them.
Right.
I have not yet tried it.
Okay.
But sometimes it's kind of a treat to go just get your hair done, ladies.
Right. I hear good things. And then, you know, if you get a little run down or you need to get in to see the doc real quick, a couple of chamber members, ProHealth Medical Clinic, great. You can get in and out pretty quick. Or if you need that B12 shot to give you a little energy to get through, they can do that as well. Also, Be Virtual Health and Wellness. They're a brand new chamber member as well. Same thing, locally owned. Buffy does a great job. Again, if you just, you know, get feeling a little run down, you need that B12 shot or, you know, you're not feeling quite right.
Yeah.
Check them with those guys. Locally owned. And, you know, they'll help you out and get you back on your feet as quickly as possible.
I love that.
Yeah. So that's, you know, kind of a rundown of a lot of our local businesses here and the things that they provide. Again, we really want to encourage folks to shop local, shop small for the holidays. It's important to support our local businesses. And also just want to say, you know, as we wrap up, take care of yourselves this holiday season. You know, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling blue, reach out to someone. It's tough. It's a challenging time of year. There are a lot of ups and downs, but don't be afraid to get help. It's important, and we want to make sure everyone has a good holiday season. But we'll be back in a couple weeks, and looking forward to it. But Jenna, thanks for being my sounding board today and provide some feedback on our great businesses. And
absolutely. Thanks for giving away that I shop a little bit all
over
town.
You're our shopper of the year, so congratulations.
I'll take that one, as long as it supports small business. Right, thank you so much, Todd. All right. Hey, we've got more. We're going to talk a little bit more about some shopping in just a moment, but let's see what's going on over with Candy. Hey,
well, we have a new shopper of the year.
Yeah,
you.
Hey, I think I need a badge now.
I will make you one, and the Keep the Wreath Green campaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Foreign travel to Japan is